I remember last year I was going to a chiropractor because I really believe in holistic medicine, unless, and I don't put down surgery and medication. Sometimes it just may be needed. I was going to get adjustments in between doing my show and sitting all the time, not exercising, feeling really stressed out. I grew up, my grandmother had me in gymnastics, doing a lot of flips and running and tumbling and egg rolls and back bends. And I still do the back bends, but I had a car accident a couple of years ago, and it actually damaged. It actually kind of knocked my bones out of place in my back. Didn't break anything. It's no surgery is necessary, but I just felt stiff in my back. And I know that it's important to have energy moving up and down your spine for optimum health and regeneration of cells. You need your spine healthy. And I talked to this chiropractor. My chiropractor was out, so I went to see another one that was really good in popping and cracking your back. And sometimes I need my back contorted and twisted and popped to get the energy moving and to break up that stagnant energy in my chakras. And I told him it concerned me because I wanted to do a back bend. He said that because of my age, I needed to forget about doing a back bend. And I basically looked at him and said, that's bullshit, because I know people in Asia that are 50 and 60 years old and still doing Tai Chi and martial arts and back bends. So because I was in my late 30s, you know, that's not a reason to say that I'm too old to do a fucking back bend. You know, and it's like after that, I didn't want him putting his fucking hands on me no damn more. And I don't go see him anymore. Because, and I'm glad he said that to me, because what I realized is a lot of times doctors examine you and they touch you, but they think all kind of fucked up shit about your ass, why they got you on the examining table and why they putting their damn hands on you. And what I realize is people can curse you or bless you with their damn thoughts and shit, and why they putting their hands on you, stroking your damn body, thinking shit about your ass. So I'm going to be back with more of Ask Alexis, because I really want to drive this point home about stop letting everybody put their hands on you, because people have blessings and curses in their hands based on the energy of their thoughts being transferred through their damn fingertips.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. We'll be right back. Thank you.